الحمد لله رب العالمين، الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل للمؤمنين يغضوا من أبصارهم ويحفظوا فروجهم. آمنت بالله، صدق الله العظيم. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أما بعد، الله جل مجده قرآن مجید میں یہ ارشاد فرمایا کہ یہ میری نشانیوں میں سے ہے کہ تم میں سے تمہارے جوڑے تخلیق فرمائے، یعنی مرد اور عورت کو تخلیق فرمایا، اور ان میں مودت اور رحمت رکھی. اور اللہ جل مجدہ نے فرمایا، زین للناس حب الشہوات من النساء والبنین، اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی عز و جل سیڈ بیوٹیفائیڈ آر فور پیپل دی کوورٹنس، the desire of women and wealth and so on. So several things are mentioned there. Because Allah Azza wa Jal is the creator of men and women, male and female. As He is the creator, He is the most aware, absolutely aware of the needs, of the benefits, and of the dangers of their interaction. Allah نے کیونکہ مرد عورت کو پیدا فرمایا ہے، اس لیے اللہ کی ذات ہی جانتی ہے کہ ان میں نفع اور نقصان ملنے میں کب ہے، یا فائدہ کب ہے، یا نقصان کب ہے، اس کی حدیں کیا ہیں مرد عورت کو کہ ملنے کے بارے میں، ان کے ایک دوسرے کے ساتھ تعلقات کے بارے میں، ریگارڈنگ دیئر انٹریکشن. And as I mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that He Himself has created a kind of attraction, a kind of inclination between the opposite male and female. And there are benefits in there, there are immense benefits in there. There is physical attraction, and there is also emotional attraction between man and women, between female and male. So they are both kinds of attractions, you may say. They are inclined towards each other, and there are, as I said, immense benefits. Because it is because of those attractions that husband and wife's relationship is based upon. It is that attraction that keeps husband and wife's relationship warm and together. And it is that attraction that is a cause of much goodness in the humanity as well. But that attraction is also, you may say, a two-edged sword, which can cut both ways. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said there is the attraction between man and women, and there is love and there is inclination. And He said, these are of my signs, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created this Himself for several purposes. One of it, as I mentioned to you, is that it is because of that a husband and wife relationship is based upon that love, that attraction. If there is no attraction, no inclination, psychological, physical, emotional, humanity will be in problem. So one of the wisdom in that is that human beings, they interact with each other, a female and male, they live with each other as husband and wife, and there are many, many social benefits. Second part of that is that it is also in that attraction there is an element of testing the human being as well. So as I said, that there is benefit that between the opposite sex, between female and male, there is attraction and there are many, many social benefits. At the same time, one doesn't know that it can also be harmful. That same power of attraction or love or emotional or physical can be harmful for the society as well. Now me and you as a normal people, human beings themselves who do not know themselves very much as well, we do not know those limits where we should limit ourselves, where we should limit others. Where should be the limits so that attraction only gives benefit to you? That attraction, that emotional attachment only gives benefit to your family and the society at large and for your akhirah. It does not cause harm to you. Because it can cause, easily it can cause harm. Because you have that power, it's like you have the power like a gun or a knife, you may say. But there are limits to you. The same knife you can actually save someone's life, give food to someone. There's so many benefits. Same knife, if there is no limit to it, it can be very harmful. As you know, in this country as well, they have outlawed knives, certain knives. Why? There's no benefit in there? No. It's to save from the harms which can come from the knife as well. Similarly, the love and the attachment and emotional and physical attraction which the male and female have for each other, it is like a knife, it is very beneficial. It can keep husband and wife relationship warm, it can keep the family together, it can solve many, many problems, it fulfills the need. But at the same time, like the knives are outlawed because of certain people's misuse and abuse of it in certain places, which the law of man only knows through evolutionary process. They experience the loss and then they come out with solution. While Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's knowledge is not like this, that after 10 years Allah knows one thing, after 20 years He sees that human beings are doing this now, I should change, etc., etc. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's knowledge is absolute. It is free from evolutionary progression or evolutionary process. It is absolute. It knows till the end what is the reality. So as I was saying to you, that we do not know as a human being fully, we cannot know because we can't claim to have absolute knowledge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. He has created us. Yes, this is the attraction I created. This is the love, inclination. But it can also harm. And how the human being can be harmed from it and how they can be saved from it, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam laid down some principles of gender interaction. Let's say in work situation, let's say in medical situation, let's say in law situation, like in courts or actually social gathering as well. But remember, Sharia has basis for principle for everything. For example, for general basis for human action is that it is lawful. So unless there is found some injunction, it is unlawful, you can't say something is lawful. The ulama says the general basis for, let's say, meat is haram. That's not haram unless you know for sure it is halal. Similarly, the general basis for gender, female and male interaction is what? Caution. It is caution. It's not actually that you are free to have interaction with whatever you want. It is caution. So, how their benefits in interaction, in that appealing sexuality, in that emotional attachment, inclination, and there are things which lead to those benefits. There are harms of gender interaction, female and male interactions. There are harms. They can destroy families. They can destroy your akhirah. They can destroy your businesses. Many people lost kingdom, that aside business, because of not actually keeping within the limits. Then this is in history. Many people have actually lost businesses. Many people have destroyed families. And many people have destroyed their akhirah as well because of not keeping within the limit. So there are harms for them and there are things which lead to that harm, which the Sharia also says that shouldn't be there. So generally, interaction between the gender, the five things the ulama have given, deduced from Quran and Hadith, that you should take care of. One is, we'll go into a little detail maybe, is to guard your eyes. Guard your eyes. The other is, we're going but quickly very through, inshallah in detail we can also mention another time. The other is to talk with dignity. Don't talk in romantic tone with the opposite sex. In work situation or other situation. If you talk with romantic tone, etc., etc., no dignity, you can actually have your need fulfilled. Similarly, for the women, it is also strictly disallowed her to speak in or in a tone which gives certain messages to the other person. Third is not to ask for dubious things. Beware of things which you can be accused of. For example, you say, let's go for dinner today. So your work colleague, you're working. Okay, you might have a good intention, but you are putting yourself in dubious situation, in mushtaba, and in tuhma, where you can be accused. And Rasulullah said, even save yourself from the situation where you can be accused by the other people. It's not necessary that you are doing definitely something wrong, but if you think a situation which will give room for accusations, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, even save yourself from that. He was going with his wife, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His wife was covered to take her somewhere to home in the night, darkness of night. Two people were passing, two of the Sahaba rizwanullahi alaihim ajma'in, and they began to walk quickly, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to them, this is my wife, such and such. They said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, can we have any doubt about you? Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no, I know you cannot have doubt about me, but shaitan runs in the person's mind and heart, meaning in the body, like the blood runs. Meaning the shaitan can put certain thoughts in you, which if not from you, but it can harm you. So to cut away the doubts of shaitan, I mentioned this to you, not that you are actually any wrong person. So similarly, many people say, I am right, I have not done anything wrong. Well, you are right, but actually you should also be seen to be right as well. Why putting yourself and other people in difficulty by actually, no, I just was actually having a good conversation, I just had this need. No, you can do many things. Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, so a male and female, young male, talking very socially, openly in the street, and you know, like talking with each other, and smiling, and he came along, and he punished that person with a whip on his head. And he said, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, leader of the faithful, this is my wife. Hazrat Umar said, radiallahu ta'ala, if it is your wife, go inside. Why you are putting other people in difficulty? Why are you putting other people in difficulty that they accuse you? They don't know she is your wife. And similarly, the young people, unmarried people who are going along the street, you can flare their sentiments, their sexual element, their emotional needs. You can actually awaken them. Who is responsible for that? So when you are husband and wife, there is no limit and there is no actually nothing actually against you in Sharia as such. Go inside and do whatever you like, but not in the public as such. Secondly, because this is the thing. So I mentioned to you, guarding your eyes little bit when you are interacting. Also, is as I said, speak with dignity, not disrespecting the other person, but dignity. Save yourself from dubious matters, actually, which can be both ways, actually. And don't go beyond your need with the non-mahram, especially of the opposite sex. Without, after need, that's it. And try to interact as much as you can, if you have to, in public, meaning actually that if you have to talk or anything like this, it's better to be in actually a public than private. The khalwa is not allowed. Now, very briefly, some fiqh of looking, which we mentioned, the five things, but one thing we are going to mention. A man is supposed to guard his eyes from women, all body of women, without need, they must guard their eyes, or there is a benefit, certain benefit in there. Need is like, for example, a judge have to look at a female witness for security, for identification purposes. It is allowed in Sharia, in fiqh Hanafi, to look for that reason. Our women are such that firstly they don't practice Islam, and if someone does, they are so strict that the airports and other situation, no, I am not going to take off my hijab. When Sharia is allowing it, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam actually allowed, and the Sharia allowed, and the Islamic law, the fiqh, the school of thought is allowing, you are just putting yourself in difficulty for nothing. And then, anyway, what I am saying is, for the man, it is unlawful to look with desire, unlawful to look with lustful desire. But if there is need, like in court situation, medical situation, in fiqh Hanfi, in the law of fiqh of Imam Abu Hanifa, you can. And without need, looking at women's face and hands, and without desire, it is makruh, it is not haram, it is not unlawful, but it is dislike to look at women's face and hands without need, without the lustful desire. If the desire comes, then actually it is unlawful. So this makes it easier for people to guard their eyes. You can't actually 100% guard your eyes, because the Sharia does not expect you to that as well. It is the lustful and without the need. And without need as well, if vaguely you see other people going here and there, and you don't have any bad intent, lustful, it is actually, it can, and without need even you look, it is, there is karaha, there is dislikeness in there, but it's not haram. But if there is any lustful desire, then actually it's unlawful. In one way, it is recommended to look at the opposite sex for the man, female, when you have, you want to marry someone. Proposal, when you want to propose someone, yes, I want to marry this person, and proposal is there, and then you are allowed to look at her face and hands, that's it. Not other body, this condition. And it's not also allowed as such that you are looking at every woman, I am looking for the purpose of marriage. No, when there is a potential proposal, then you are look, then you are allowed to look, etc. Brother Rasulullah said, it is recommended, you will get reward from that looking. For women to look at men, there is flexibility. It's not same as for the men. For the women, there is law is flexible there. They can, from the navel to the knees, it is disallowed completely, and above that and below that, the women, she can look at actually men with karaha, but with, if it is desire involved, then actually it is unlawful. So for women, there is flexibility for looking actually at men compared to actually for men actually. And similarly, there is also some flexibility regarding between the genders as well. So we cannot go, but just to know these basic things, and inshallah you should learn the rules. It's not, Jummah is not a place to teach these things as such actually in detail, but I've just given you an indication. Learn the rules, you'll find your life is easier and your iman is more safe, and you can practice Islam more easily when you will know. And when you will have vague ideas, you will give other people wrong idea, you will put yourself into difficulty as well. جزاكم الله احسن الجزاء سنتي ادا فرمائے سبحانك اللهم بحمدك نشهد ان لا اله الا انت نستغفرك ونتوب اليك استغفر الله